You're listening to an Anazal Ministries podcast.
All right. And now we go to our bonus question. Thank you all for your contributions to Captivate or Apple Podcasts or however the heck you're listening.
They're watching
to this.
Live. They just got a freebie here.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We are doing that too.
Just got a freebie. I'm going to edit it out later, though. So it's only on the live.
Oh, excellent. So our bonus question is there such a thing as a divine counsel in the Bible? So
yes.
We see this in several locations. We see it in Job. We see it in the Psalms. Is this, does God himself need a counsel to tell him what to do? Go ahead, TJ.
I'm unfamiliar with the concept and the verses.
Thus,
I do not know.
You did a whole episode about this once. But nope. Michael Heiser.
I think I actually did it.
Were you not there for that?
I'm pretty sure that was one of the ones I missed.
So, Dr. Michael Heiser, then on the Whole Church podcast, great guy. I highly recommend his books on demons, angels, heaven, and the divine counsel. He passed away, I think, earlier this year or last year. He was a friend of shows, great guy. But
what was I talking about? Sorry, I got distracted.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What he starts his conversation off that I think is useful. In Deuteronomy, it says when God allocates the land to Israel, it says, and he allocated the other lands to the other gods. Mm-hmm. I think that's really what brings the question of how can he give the other lands to other gods unless there are other gods?
Yes. And that raises the question, is this a literal interpretation? Like, there are other gods out there, lowercase g versus uppercase g, or is this like a metaphorical instance of they worship these gods, therefore they're under the dominion of these fake gods? So, yeah, let's go ahead.
No, I agree with all that. I've heard it thrown out there before that maybe these are demons. The other gods are actually just demons that are higher power, the captains in Hellboy, you know.
And we do see in the Exodus, you know, the sorcerers, Jonathan Jambres, using demonic magic to bring some of these spells, assuming not spells, the goodness gracious.
The powers of the other gods?
No, the plagues. Plagues. Dang it. I could not think for the life of me of that word. They're able to replicate some of the plagues using demonic magic. But they're not able to replicate all of it. So does that mean that they have just enough power to fool people and have them worship them instead? Or is this just humans have just made something up? And could we even have, for those of you who know what a tulpa is, like created a thought being that represents this idea of this entity?
So a couple things. One, I find really interesting. In Exodus, if you pay attention, all of the plagues mimic the gods of Egypt.
Yes.
Even when God does it, Egypt kind of proves that his are better than their gods. You know, and a lot of the places in the Bible, it does say, you know, don't worship other gods, don't do this to other gods. It kind of really implies other gods.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who doesn't necessarily believe that everything has to be literal, I'm just kind of like, I could take it or leave it. But I definitely feel like the Bible really suggests there has to be some kind of other gods, divine counsel. I don't know. I think it's, I certainly find the whole topic fairly interesting. And it really does seem, when you look at Hasatan, part of the divine council, and Job, all the other things, that it seems that other things other than just humans, we know some of the angels fell, have departed from God.
Yes.
So I kind of want to believe that part of the story is going to be God regaining his rightful land, his rightful people, everything in the end. Not quite universal, you know.
Yeah.
See what happens. One thing I do want to mention is kind of interesting. Pluto is a fallen angel in the Hellboy series.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's funny. Him. Beelzebub and Satan were all of the same thing, and Pluto created the Ogdru Jihad, aka Hellboy's like arch nemesis, aka the Dragon of Revelation.
Excellent.
Yeah, good times.
So, as far as the Divine Council is concerned, let's ask this final question too.
The Dragon of Revelation rules it.
Yeah, could any of the beings in this council be demonic or evil that maybe aren't fallen angels or anything like that?
Sure.
Thanks, TJ, for your valuable analysis there. I personally don't think, yes, I think Satan is probably the exception to the rule, and that his I do quantify and qualify Hasatan as Satan, we see in New Testament as well, and we also see him in Chronicles, working against David and Israel, so no. I think God allows him there to make a point. It's like, doesn't matter what you do, like, I'm still always going to win. So,
for the record, Hasatan is a legal term in Hebrew.
Yes.
And a few times, God himself is called Hasatan, so is God Satan?
He is A in that sense. Mm-hmm. The same way there are antichrists, but it's not the antichrist.
Okay. I'll take that.
All right. Are you all good? Anything else, Pang?
No comment.
Excellent. Pang, excellent analysis as always. So, guys, thank you again for what you do here. See you next time.
This was an Anazao Ministries podcast. If you enjoyed this show and would like to learn more about our network, be sure to check out the Anazao Ministries Podcast Network.